Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very ready help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shakes and the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make the city of God happy, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth quaked. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has inflicted horrific events on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Stop striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
In those frightening times, when our well-ordered life appears to disintegrate around us, what are we to do? Today's psalm gives valuable advice that can steady us in the midst of chaos. Remember that God is our refuge and strength, a very ready help in trouble, and that security is found in Him, not in this world. Troubles will come, but those of us who are believers can rest in the knowledge that He is sovereign over every situation and will bring about His good purposes for those who seek refuge in Him. Next, our Heavenly Father admonishes us to stop striving and know that He is God. In other words, we're to rest in Him and the truths of His Word instead of fretting, panicking, and trying to control or manipulate the situation toward our desired end. Peace comes through trusting in the Lord's sovereign control, submitting to Him in the midst of our circumstances, and believing that He will work it out for our good and His glory. Ultimate relief comes in eternity, but until then, we have His strength to help us in times of trial. Keep an eternal perspective and live by faith, not by sight.